This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, before we begin, just this word, since this is Christmas week, December 23rd through 27th, we're simply going to share some of my favorite Christmas stories that I've told over 30 years on the radio. I think it'll be a blessing to you this Christmas, 2013. One of my favorite, absolute favorite Christmas stories is one that I've never told here before, but I'm not only going to tell it at the beginning, I'm going to weave it into the message because it's a great story, a true story out of the Depression in the 1930s. Lillian Smith is an author who grew up in the South. She said she grew up in a farm in the South. They were so poor, she said even the bank didn't know how little money the family had. And if you can believe this, that a husband and father would do this, I don't know of any husband or father that would do this, but on Christmas Eve day, they looked out the window of their house and their father was walking up their lane with 48 state prisoners in uniforms with the stripes. They'd been staying in two railroad cars on a railroad siding and they were working on a state highway. And Lillian Smith's father said, "All of you are coming to our house Christmas Eve for a Christmas dinner." And of course, I mean, you can imagine having 48 guests, but 48 unusual guests. Listen to how she puts it. He invited the local chain gang who were working on the state highway to come home for Christmas dinner. 48 men, white and black, in prison uniforms came marching down the lane. Two guards accompanied them carrying double-barrel sawed-off 12-gauge shotguns. Eight of the men were lifers. Six of them were in pairs. Their legs were chained together. They were considered flight risks. 10 were murderers, one having killed his own grandmother. 2 were bank robbers. 3 were car thieves. 1 was an arsonist. And those were the guests that they had for Christmas dinner. And some of you are worried about your in-laws coming. I don't get it. You're worried about a brother-in-law or a sister-in-law and what they're going to do at your Christmas dinner. Before they sat down to dinner, this is so powerful. Lillian Smith said her dad went to each man, put out his hand and said, "Glad you're here at our house for dinner. Welcome to our home." And then Lillian Smith said her dad took down the family Bible before they ate and he read the passage that I'm going to read to you today. So what I want you to do as you're listening to this, picture the scene of this big farmhouse in the South, with men in the living room, in the dining room, in the kitchen, and pouring out onto the front porch of the house with two armed guards standing watch over them. And here's what they heard from Matthew 1, beginning at verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he'd considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." One of the most important statements in the Gospels, because what's conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. He gave him the name Jesus.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.